So let's review. In the previous daf, we have the following machloikas. The Tanna Kamma, as explained by Rav Hu in the Brid of Yeshua, holds Bar Mavoa Bar Mavoa Denavshe Loi Matzim Ha'akif. A resident of a Mavid cannot prevent another resident of the same Mavid from establishing the same occupation, even in the same Mavid. Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rav Huna hold Matzim Ha'akif. One resident can prevent even another resident of the same Mavid from establishing the same occupation in the same Mavid. The Gemara now continues. Am Rav Yisef. Umaydi Rav Huna b'makar dardiki delay Matzim Ha'akif. Rav Huna, as well as Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, agree that a malamed cannot prevent someone else in the Mavi from becoming a malamed in the Mavi, because kinesay from Tar B'chachma, as Rashi explains, b'toichkach yizharu b'umanasin sheyiro zemizeh. Each malamed will be more careful in his job because he feels pressure from the other malamed. Rav Nachman ben Yitzchok says, "Amoid Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua b'reichlin hamachzirin ba'ayaris to leimotz ma'akiv." Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua, as well as the Tanna Kamma, agree that the residents of a city cannot prevent peddlers of other cities from selling their merchandise in this city, because Ezra tikkun lahen liYisrael sheyareichlin machzirin ba'ayaris k'dei sheyitachshitin mitzuyin lebnei Yisrael. Ezra Sefer initiated that peddlers should circulate in old towns to sell cosmetics so that women can make themselves attractive to their husbands. The Gemara, however, makes a distinction. The peddlers may only go around selling their merchandise, but they may not establish a place of business. However, if the peddler is a Torah scholar, he may even establish a place of business to sell his merchandise, because going around from house to house will disturb them from learning. Regarding merchants from other cities, the Gemara makes the following distinction. On the days of the public market, the residents cannot prevent them from selling in the marketplace because ma'amu asu ula amu lezabnu. Both the buyers and the sellers come from all over. However, they may sell only in the marketplace but may not go around in the city. The Gemara relates an incident of Rav Dimi ben Arda who came to sell dried figs in another city, and Rav Ada bar Ava assumed that he was not a tzuvim rabbanan and prevented him from doing so. And as a result, Pasid Gregor's day, the figs became spoiled. And Nochnafshid Rav Ada bar Abba's passed away. However, the Gemara gives several other possible reasons for the passing of Rav Ada bar Abba. Zok the Mishnah, Mishai Kaisli Samach Lekaisli Chaveri. If a person had an existing wall near his neighbor's wall, and as the Gemara adds, Baruchik Arba Amis Benafel, there was a distance of 4 Amis between the two walls, and then his wall collapsed. Layismach Lekaisl Acher, Elim Ken Hirchik Mimena Arba Amis. He may not rebuild his wall near the neighbor's wall unless he leaves the distance of 4 amas between the two walls for people to walk through. Because as the Gemara explains, the dav shadahacha ma'ali lahasam, their stepping on the ground is beneficial for the walls, as Rashi explains, lahakshas karkoyis yisaydis haksalam ulayimaitu. The ground that surrounds the wall's foundation is hardened and the wall remains in place. Rav makes the following distinction. Leishanu alakais lagina layismach loy. Only for the wall of a garden, one is required to leave a distance of 4 amas, because as Rashi explains, since people do not walk inside the garden, the wall requires a space outside for people to walk on. For the wall of a courtyard, one is not required to leave any distance, because people do walk inside the courtyard and create davsha. Therefore, the wall does not also require a space outside for people to walk on. Rav Yishia says, Echad kais laginav, echad kais lachatzer, imba lismach en asemach. For both the wall of a garden or of a courtyard, one is required to leave a distance of 4 amas. As the Gemara explains, there's no machlekes. Rav Yishia refers to Be'ir Chadasha, a newly built city, and people did not yet walk inside the courtyard and there was no davsha. While Rav refers to Be'ir Yishana, an old city, and people did already walk inside the courtyard and there was davsha. The Mishnah continues. If a person builds a wall opposite his neighbor's window, the wall should be built at a height of 4 amas above or below the window and should be 4 amas away from the window, because as the Brice explains, it must be 4 amas higher so that one cannot stand on the wall and peer downward through the window. It must be 4 amas lower so that one cannot stand on the wall and look in through the window. It must be 4 amas away, so not to obstruct the sunlight from the window. And as the Gemara explains, otherwise a distance is not required for davsha, because the Mishnah is a case of bibam and atzad. The two walls were perpendicular, and only the thickness of the second wall was opposite the first wall, and there is room for davsha alongside the remainder of the first wall. Sagt der Mishnah, Machikin es sulam min ha-shevich arba amas. Kedesh le-tik b'tzanemoya. If a person wants to place a ladder near the wall of his house, he must leave a distance of 4 amas between the ladder and the neighbor's dovecot to prevent a weasel from jumping into the dovecot and killing the doves. And as the Gemara explains, the Mishnah concurs even with Rabbi Yesi, who holds elsewhere, Zechefer b'tech shaloi, b'zenateh b'tech shaloi. One may plant a tree in his property and need not be concerned with any eventual damage to his neighbor's pit, because ala nizik laharchik es asmoi, the potential damaged party must distance himself from the potential mazik to prevent damages. But the mazik does not need to distance himself from the nizik. However, in our Mishnah's case, moed Rabbi Yesi begiri didei. Rabbi Yesi agrees that if the hezik is a direct cause of the mazik, then he must move his item away from the nizik. And zinden de mahadi de monech le yotva b'achor b'kavtza. It is possible that while the mazik positions his ladder, the weasel will come out of its hole and jump on. And even though this hezek is only a grama, damage caused indirectly, and grama benizakin pater, however, grama benizakin aser, as Rashi explains, although Beznik cannot compel someone to pay for grama after the fact, it is nevertheless forbidden to cause damage even through grama. The Mishnah concludes, if a person wants to build a wall near his neighbor's wall, he must leave a distance of 4 amas between his wall and the gutter alongside his neighbor's wall, so that the neighbor can lean a ladder against his gutter to clean it. And as the Gemara explains, otherwise a distance is not required for davsha, because the Mishnah is a case of a maschilo mishupas, v'ka'azel v'asi tute. The gutter was built on the edge of a slanted roof, and people can walk underneath the eaves.